Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安喜乐与各位同在。
First of all, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先呢，我要感谢神，让我有机会在这里和大家一起敬拜神。
This morning, I'd like to share with you passing and receiving the baton of faith.
今天上午呢，想要和各位学习的题目是传递与领受信仰的棒子。
I remember when I was in high school.
我还记得当我还是高中生的时候
I used to play a lot of different sports.
我呢喜好许多不同的运动
But one of the sports I enjoyed the most was track and fields.
有一项我喜欢的运动就是在田径场上的运动
But one of the events in track and fields I really dislike.
但是田径运动项目中有一项我不喜欢
That is the 4x400 meters relay.
就是400公尺的一个接力赛
This means there's four people.
那就说有四个人
Each person have to run 400 meters.
就一个人必须要跑400米。
And as they're running, they have to pass a baton to one another.
当然跑完400米必须把这个棒子交到下一棒的手上。
So usually the fastest person is the last person to run, which they call the anchor person.
通常呢跑得最快的会被排在最后一棒。它是这主力棒。
And the second fastest was the, usually run the first leg.
那跑得第二快的人通常会排在第一棒。
So I was not the fastest or the second fastest, so this means I run second leg or third leg.
那我既不是跑得最快，也不是跑得第二快，因此我通常被排在第二或是第三棒。
And running second or third legs is very difficult.
那跑第二棒和第三棒是非常困难的。
Why? Because not only I have to receive the baton, but also to have to pass the baton to the person in front of me.
因为呢，我不单是要一手接上棒子，还要将这个棒子传到下一个人的手上。
But the first person, all he has to do is he has the baton already, so he will pass the second person.
那我首先必须面对是前面一个人，他手上的棒子要传给我。
And the last person, all we need to do is receive the baton, then he'll run to the finish line.
但是对最后一棒来说，他接到棒子之后呢，他就直接往那个终点线奔跑。
So when receiving the baton,
当这个接到这个棒子的时候
，it's very difficult.
非常的困难。
First, you must decide if you want an overhand, to receive an overhand or underhand, right?
那你必须要决定，必须把棒子交在那个人的手上，还是他的手下。
So the second person must agree with the first person who passed the baton. Which way do you want it?
那第二个接棒的人必须和交棒的人呢有一个默契，同意用哪一种方式来接棒。
Usually, the underhand is the fastest.
那通常呢？这个用手下来接棒是比较快的一个方式。
But the chances to make mistake is also very great.
当然呢，手下接棒他犯错的几率也相对的高。
So that's why when receiving a baton.
所以当我们这就是为什么当接棒的时候。
That is the one of the frightening thing that you have to do. That is to receive, make sure the baton is in your hand before you start running.
是非常紧张的那一刻，希望能够棒子继续留在手上，跑到你该跑的那个路上。
But there's only a certain distance you can pass the baton or receive the baton.
但是呢，在交地和接受这个棒子的距离却是有限的。
If you don't receive the baton in that certain distance, then you're disqualified.
如果你没有在那个这个限定的这个距离之内接到这个棒子，你就被判不合格。
Then the same thing when you're passing the baton.
同样的发生在当你地棒的这个时候。
So that's why I did not like to run the 400 meters too much.
因此呢，这就是为什么我不喜欢跑400米接力赛的原因。
Because I dropped many batons before.
因为呢，我曾经好几次呢，将这个棒子掉在地上。
Sometimes I tried to pass a baton and the person is so slow I ran over him, right? Things like that.
有时候我要交棒的时候，但那个人太慢了，因此我就跑超过他。
Maybe the person is too fast, and by the time I get the baton to him, he's already gone already.
或者说是我要交棒的那个人跑太快，我还没有来得及交棒给他，他已经跑走了。
But now let's talk about our faith.
那我们现在来谈谈我们的信仰。
I really praise and thank God this year there's about 50 students who come here for the regional high school theological seminar.
那我非常的感谢神，这一次呢有50位学生来参加高中的这个神训班。
And for this last week, they pray very hard.
过去这个礼拜，他们非常努力的在祷告。
And they listen very attentively.
上课的时候也非常专心的在听课。
So in other words, whatever the old generation have been doing, we're doing the right thing.
那就是我们上一代所做的事，我们都做了。
Because they are here for almost 2 weeks to study God's word.
他们有两个礼拜的时间来学习神的话语。
So this morning I'd like to share with you these two people.
那今天上午呢，想和各位来分享两个圣经人物。
One person is about 110 years old.
那一个人呢，他是100岁。
And another person is only about 10 years old.
另外一个人呢，他只有10岁。
Even though age-wise is a big generation gap.
虽然他们两个之间年纪的差距是非常的大
，But spiritually speaking，
但是就属灵上来说
，They be able to walk together side by side。
他们是结伴同行。
And why they were able to do this？
那为什么他们能够结伴同行呢
？Because the older person be able to pass the baton of faith to the younger generation very smoothly。
因为呢，上一代能够很这个。平稳地将这个信仰的棒子交在下一代的手上。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
那我们请翻开创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 6.
创世纪二十二章第六节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 6.
创世纪二十二章第六节。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and the knife, and the two of them went together. Verse 8.
第八节
And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb of the burnt offering. So the two of them went together. So we see, we look at verse 6 and verse 8.
那当我们看这第六节、第八节的时候
On the end of verse 6, say the two of them went together.
在第六节说到结束的时候，他们两个人同行
Then verse 8 also say the two of them went together.
在第八节结束的时候也提到两个人同行
If we use this went together as a frame,Of a picture.
如果把这两件事放当作一个镜框来说
，And within this frame, there's a beautiful picture of a father and son walking side by side.
这个镜框里面的情景是父与子结伴同行。
So why were they able to do this?
那为什么他们能够如此做呢
？Because this is also a great example for you and I nowadays.
那对我们来说，这也是一个非常好的一个示范。
Because for those of us who are older.
对于年纪稍长的人
，We know sooner or later our light will be dim and our light will be gone。
也知道我们的生命之光迟早要熄灭。
But it's for the younger generation。
但是对于年轻的一代来说
，Their light only start to burn。
他们的生命之火才刚刚点着着。
But as they burn, they must burn in the correct manner。
但是他们生命之火必须按着正确的方式来燃烧。
Look at Abraham。
那我们来看看亚伯拉罕。
Even though he was about 110 years old。
这个时候他将近一百岁了。
But when he communicated with his young son。
当他和他小儿子说话的时候
，The communication is so beautiful.
他们之间的对话非常的美。
Why was he able to do this?
为什么他能够用这种方式来沟通呢
？Chapter 22, verse 1.
我们请看二十二章的第一节。
Now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
二十二章第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里
So this is the reason why Abraham be able to pass the baton of faith to Isaac
这就是为什么亚伯拉罕能够将信仰的棒子交到以撒的手上的原因
Because he had great relationship with God
因为他与神之间有美好的关系
Because God spoke to him face to face
因为神和他面对面说话
And when God called him by his name
神直接呼叫他的名字。
And when God called him by his name, and he said, "Here I am."
当神呼叫他的时候，他说：“我在这里。”
So this means his relationship with God was great.
他与神之间的关系是这样子的美好。
So that's why for us as older generation.
所以对老的这个上一代的来说
，We also must have good relationship with God.
那我们必须和神维持好的关系。
Because if you don't have good relationship with God,
因为你若无法和神维持好的关系
，then the young generation also will know.
那年轻的一代他们就会知道
，they know if we love God or not.
他们知道你是否是爱神的。
They know if we be able to speak and communicate with God or not.
如果他知道你和神之间可以。直接的对话。
No, before my family, before my parents and my niece and nephew came to live with us.
当我的家人、我的侄儿、侄女搬来和我一起住之前
，See, it was only my wife and I.
那我的家其实只有我和我太太两个人。
And it's easy to live just my wife and I.
那两个人生活非常的容易。
But when my parents, my two niece and nephew came to live with us, there's five more people in the house.
但是当我的父母、我的侄儿、侄女 来和我同住的时候，家里突然增加了五个人。
And back then, they were not baptized yet.
在那个时候呢，他们还未受洗。
So because of this, I must be a great example.
那对他来说，我必须对他们做一个非常好的示范。
Because they know I'm a pastor of a church.
因为他们知道我是教会的传道。
Well, before, if I get angry, get upset, I can just yell in the house right by myself, just yell out, right?
那以前呢，当我生气的时候，我可以在家里这个自己喊叫。
But after my family came to live with me, when I get upset, I cannot yell out.
但是当我的家人和我一起居住的时候，我心情不好的时候呢，
I've,
我就不能够大声的呼叫。
I have to be very calm.
那我必须要保持镇静。
I have to be very nice.
我必须要这个对他们仍然非常的友善。
And sometimes if I get really upset, I have to go for a walk because no one else can see me, right?
那如果我真的情绪非常低落的时候，我能做的，我就是到外面去。一个人独自的散步去。
Because I know they are watching me.
因为我知道他们都在观察我。
Not only I'm a pastor.
那不只是因为我是一个传道。
I'm also a pastor of the true church of God.
那更重要是我是真教会的传道。
So because of this, they keep a really close eye on me.
因为这样子的原因呢，他们非常这个小心的、仔细的观察我每一个动作。
But praise and thank God.
但是非常感谢神。
Within 2 years.
在两年当中。
All five of them were baptized.
这五位我的五位这个家人呢，他们都接受了洗礼。
Not only because they saw me to be an example.
不单是因为他们在我的身上看见了一个典范。
But they also saw brothers and sisters.
那同样的，他们也看见教会其他的弟兄姐
妹们。And every time they communicate with brothers and sisters, they seem that the brothers and sisters are full of joy, full of peace.
当他们和教会其他弟兄姐妹说话的时候，发现在他们身上充满了喜乐以及平安。
And even though my parents did not really speak English.
虽然我的父母呢，不太说英文。
The 4 years they lived with us, they never miss a Sabbath.
但是和我一起住的这四年当中，他们从来没有错过一次的安息日聚会。
Or spiritual convocation.
或是所有在四年当中的灵恩布道会。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when they come to church,
因为他们来到教会的时候，
they see many brothers and sisters truly show them.And you know, show them love and be an example for them.
因为他们来到教会，他看见弟兄姐妹对他们的爱以及关怀，以及他们在他们的身上所留下的这些示范。
So that's why being an older generation.
所以当我们是老的那一辈的时候
，It's crucial for us to have good relationship with God.
非常重要的就是我们要和神之间有一个好的关系。
Because when we have good relationship with God,
因为当我们和神有好的关系
，Just like in chapter 22, verse 2.
就好像二十二章第二节里面记载的。
Then God said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you."
第二节，神说，你载着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
So this one, the first sign, if we are close to God or not.
这就是第一个，你是否和神的关系是亲近的一个征兆。
Here God said to Abraham.
这里神对亚伯拉罕说。
Take now your only son, Isaac.
带着你独一的儿子，就是以撒。
It is the son that you love.
这也是你所爱的儿子。
This is important.
这是非常重要的。
You can see that Isaac was so obedient to Abraham.
那我们从这里可以看见，以撒对于父亲的吩咐是非常顺服的。
Why was Isaac was so obedient to Abraham?
为什么以撒对父亲能够如此的顺服呢？
Because he knows that his father loved him very much.
因为他知道他的父亲深深的爱着他。
And God also said that Abraham loved his son very much.
神也说亚伯拉罕。深爱着他的这个独生子。
You know, when I think about my parents,
当我想到我的父亲、父母亲
，I always wonder why do I obey my parents so much?
我就想为什么我对于父母亲会如此顺服呢
？For me, I never talk back to my parents.
那我和我父母，我从来不和他们顶嘴。
Even they do something wrong, I don't talk back to them.
虽然有时候他们做错了事，但是我不和他们顶嘴。
And all this time, I say to myself, why am I like this?
那这些日子我常常问我自己为什么我能够做到这一点呢
Then as I get older,
当我年纪逐渐长大的时候
I realize why I'm so obedient to them.
那我就渐渐明白为什么我能够对我父母如此顺服
Because I know they love me very much.
因为我知道他们深爱着我
When I was younger, some years old,
当我还小七岁的时候
For 5 years we lived under the communists
那在过去的那七岁之前的五年我们在共产党统治之下过日子
And during that time there were never enough food to eat, enough water to drink
那在那段时间我们没有足够的食物或是水
And whatever my parents have, they give us to eat and drink
那我父母所有的他都拿来给我吃和拿来给我喝
I remember one time my mother told me
我记得有一次我的母亲告诉我
This one month the whole family almost died
在这个一个月当中，我们整家人可能都会死。
Because we couldn't find any kind of food to eat at all.
因为我们找不到任何的食物可以吃。
And food, yes, you can go for a little while not to eat food, but to have nothing to drink, this is very serious.
如果没有吃食物一段时间还可以忍受，但是这一段时间不喝水却是无法忍受。
And my mother told me.
我的母亲告诉我。
One time she began to find something to drink.
有一次呢，他非常努力的想要找一些东西来喝
，But it was only very little.
但是所找到的水却是非常的少。
So instead of drinking for herself,
他不留给自己喝
，She gave it to her children.
他将所找到这一点水给他的孩子们喝。
Why? Because she loved her children.
为什么呢？因为她深爱着她的儿女。
So after we drink that, you know, that beverage, whatever she found,
当他完我们喝着他所找到那一点点的饮料
Then she waited for us to urinate
那他一直等到我们接着能够上厕所
And after we urine, then she would drink our urine to stay alive
当我们上厕所之后他当我们上厕所的东西呢他拿来留着以后用
How can I talk back to a mother like this?
对于这样爱我的一个母亲我怎么能够和他顶嘴呢
That she loved me so much.
因为他爱我们是如此的深。
And also remember one other time.
那我还记得另外一件事。
Because during the communists.
那时候在共产党统治之下。
Whatever you find to eat, you must share with the whole community.
无论你找到什么东西，你必须和其他人来分享。
So during time, I was about 7 years old.
那时候我是七岁大。
And my older brother is about 10 years old.
那我的哥哥十岁左右。
And my mother began to find some ingredient, bake us a little dessert.
那我的母亲好不容易找到一些东西，为我们这个烘焙了一些的点心。
And my mother kept telling, "Please don't tell anyone."
那我母亲告诉我说，你们千万不要告诉别人这件事。
Because if you eat food by yourself, the consequences you must be put to death.
因为你将食物留下来单独享用，不和别人分享的后果是你会被判死。
Of course, my brother and I are very young.
那时候我和我的哥哥都非常的小。
So after we eat that food,
当我们吃下了这些东西之后
，Of course it tasted so good.
当然这个食物呢非常的甜美。
So when we saw our friends,
那我们就向我们朋友来夸耀。
The first thing we say to them, "Hey, guess what, guys?"
就告诉他们说，哎，你们知道吗
？My mother, our mother cooked us some dessert last night.
我的母亲呢，昨天晚上为我们烤了一些的甜点
，and not know that one of the person that was with us is one of the communists.
但是很不幸的，听到这句话的其中一个人呢，他是共产党员。
So he reported, you know, to the leader.
他就将这件事报告的这个领导。
So they came, they arrested my brother and I.
接着呢，领导就派人呢，将我和我的哥哥给逮捕起来。
They blindfold us.
他将我们的这个眼睛给蒙起来。
And then ready to execute us.
就即将要将我们处死。
I think during that time they're going to put bags over our heads.
他将一个袋子呢从我们的头上往下套。
Right before that happened,
在这发生之前
，I heard the voice of my mother.
那我听见我母亲的声音。
Please do not kill them.
向他们哀求说不要杀我的儿子。
It was not their fault.
这不是他们的错。
But I'm the one that make them food.
那我是那个为他们这个准备这些甜点的人。
Please kill me instead of them.
请杀我，不要杀我的儿子们。
I can never forget and hear this to forget to hear this voice.
我没有办法忘记当时他的哀求的声音。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
For some reason or another, of course, it's God's will that we were not killed.
但是很感谢神，为了接着有一些原因，让我们呢幸免于接受这个处死刑。
So that's why when the younger generation know that we love them.
所以这年轻的一代知道我爱神非常的深
They will become very obedient.
他们就会变得非常的顺服
Because quite often why the young generation not obedient because they don't truly know how much we love them.
啊，那年轻的一代为什么对我们不顺服呢？因为常常他们不知道我们是否真的爱他们。
To show them how much we love them is not by to you know, buy them a fancy car.
啊，但是如何表示对他们的爱呢？不是为他们买一个非常新的车子。
Or to give buy them fancy clothes to wear.
啊，或是为他们买一些非常时髦的这个衣服来穿。
But to be with them, to love them.Every day.
而是要常常和他们在一起，而是要常常的爱他们。
No, when I was in TTP school,
当我还是神学生的时候
，I learned so much from the senior ministers.
那我从这些年长的传道人身上学习到许多。
And one thing that I felt from them,
那有一件事我一直可以记着的是
，that they love me very much.
他们爱我非常的
深。And because of this love,
因为他们对我的这份爱
it's even motivate me even more to continue to serve God.
就是激励了我能够来服侍神。
I remember when I was in Africa.
那我记得当我还在非洲的时候
there's a senior minister.
和我同行的一位年长的这个资深的传道。
And during the time, you know, every place we go to, we just sleep on the floor.
当我们去到每一个地方，我们其实都是睡在地板上的。
Actually, the floor is not rug, it's dirt floor, right? Dirt ground.
这个地板呢，其实是充满了各样的土，它不是一个石头地板。
So one time we went to this village.
有一次我们到了一个村庄。
And it just happened to have a futon for us to sleep on.
非常这个幸运的，他们有一个小小枕头、小被子，能够让我们在那里躺着。
And this futon is only for special guests.
他们是为了他们的贵宾而准备的这个卧榻。
But if you look at this futon, you don't want to sleep on it.
当你看见这个卧榻 你不忍躺在上面。
It's jet black. It's black, that futon. I mean, I'm talking about the dirt, not because the color is black, right? It's full of dirt. It's black.
因为呢，虽然它是一个卧榻，但是呢，看起来非常的脏，因为都黑的。
But there's only one futon.
但是只有一个卧榻。
There's two of us.
但是我们却有两个人。
So I told the senior minister, why don't you sleep on a futon?
那我就告诉资深的这个传道人说，你就睡在这个卧榻上。
He said, "No, you sleep on a futon."
那他说不，你睡在上头。
And he said, "No, I'm the senior minister. I told him that you're the senior minister. That's why you must sleep on a futon."
那我告诉他说，因为你比我年长，所以你必须睡在这卧榻上。
And I said, and he said to me, "I'm the senior minister. That's why you must listen to me. You sleep on a futon."
那他告诉我说，因为我是年长，比你年长，所以我告诉你，你去睡在这个卧榻上。
So before I slept on that futon.
当我在我睡在这卧榻之前、
oh, ，I get all the bug spray and everything. Right, I spray everything on a futon.
那我就是这个撒了一些这个杀虫的东西。
And the senior minister slept right next to me on the ground.
那个年长的传道就睡在我的旁边。
When I got up in the morning,
当我第二天上午起床的时候
，my whole body was full of bites.
那我的这个整个脸呢，都充满了各样的这个蚊虫咬的痕迹。
And the senior minister have no bites on him at all. Right?
那这个资深的这个传道在我旁边躺着，他却没有被任何这个虫所咬伤。
And then he said, "Oh, I feel so bad. I'm sorry. I forced you to sleep on the futon."
他说非常抱歉，我不应该强迫你呢去睡在那个卧榻上。
He said, "Tonight, I'll sleep on the futon."
他说今天晚上我换到我来睡在这个卧榻上。
And you'll sleep on the ground.
那么你就睡在这地上。
When I got up in the morning,
那第二天上午起床的时候
，my body was full of new bites.
那我的这整个脸 又被很多的蚊虫所咬伤。
And this minister have not even one bite on him.、Right?
相反的，我看看这个资深传道人，他却没有任何被咬伤的痕迹。
And I say, "Well, God, you are very funny, right?"
那我就想，神啊，你是不是在捉弄我呢
？It's really impossible for him to get no bites except if God's intervention.、Right?
除非是出自神的保护。那不可能，我被虫咬，他没有被虫咬。
But I know one thing for sure.
但是有一件事我非常的确定。
This minister showed me such great love.
这个传道人将他的爱向我来显现。
He always so concerned, so worried about me.
他对我呢表示他的关心。
And during that time, I haven't spent my birthday at home for many years.
那在那之前，我很多年的生日都是在外头过的。
And it just happened when we went to Africa was my birthday.
就在那一次这个非洲之旅的时候，刚好碰到了我的生日。
And after I went to a village and preached, and I came back.
当我到一个村庄传道之后，又回到我们住的地方。
And this minister made fried chicken for me.
这个传道人呢，为我准备了炸鸡。
Oh, really? My tears have come down my eyes, right?
那时候我就当场这个忍不住落泪。
Don't think actually to make that fried chicken is not easy.
那在那个时候呢，你要做一个炸鸡是非常 不容易的事。
Of course, over here you can go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get some chicken, right?
啊，那我们在这边很方便，你只要到 KFC 就可以买到炸鸡。
But over there you have to travel very far to buy chicken.
但是在那个时候，他必须要走很远的路才能够去买到。
And then for him to fry it take a long time.
那买到鸡之后呢，还要来炸。更是花了很多的时间。
So I was very touched.
因此我深深的受到感
动。So that's why God said to Abraham.
这也是神告诉亚伯拉罕说
，Take your only son.
带着你独生的儿子。
The son that you love.
是你所爱的。
And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering.
到摩利亚地去，在那里我要指示你把它献为燔祭。
So in other words, not only that we as old generation need to show love to young generation.
对于老的一辈来说，我们不单对年轻的一辈要向他们表示我们的爱。
We must give offer God our best.
我们必须也要将最好的奉献给神。
If God said, "Take now your son, one of your 12 sons," right?
如果这时候神告诉他说，你带你十二个儿子中间的一个。
And the son that you don't love, you can offer him to me.
这个其中你最不爱的那个儿子，你就将他献给我吧。
Then Abraham would think, "Okay, no problem. I have this son. I don't love him too much. You can have him, right?"
那亚伯拉罕可以说，好啊，我有这个儿子，我最不喜欢的，我可以把他献给神。
But he's the only son.
但是这里说到是他独一的儿子。
Of course, Ishmael was born already during that time.
在那个时候，虽然以实玛利也已经出生了。
But according to promise.
但是按着应许
，Isaac is the only son.
以撒才是亚伯拉罕独一的儿子。
And God asked him, "Offer this son that you love, your only one, to me."
但是神告诉他说，你要将你所爱的这个独生子献给我。
Abraham did not say why.
亚伯拉罕并没有问神为什么。
But he gave God his best.
但是他将他有的最好的献给神。
That is son Isaac.
那就是他的独生子以撒。
So the same thing for us nowadays.
同样的运用在我们身上。
Our best is our time.
那我们最好的是什么？就是我们的时间。
Nowadays, so many of us are so busy.
我们每一个人现在都非常的忙碌。
And to pray and read God's word sometimes is very difficult.
向神来祷告，有时候就是一件非常困难的事。
But the young generation need to look at us as an example.
但是年轻的一代要从我们身上看到一个榜样。
No, quite often when I went to a long trip.
有时候呢，当我这个到一个长途旅行的时候
，When I come back home, I'm very tired.
当我回到家时候，我非常的疲倦。
So, but my family, we have prayer at 5:30 a.m. in the morning.
那我的家人呢？习惯是早上五点半开始早祷。
Because during that time, my niece had zero period, so they start very early, like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So we have to start prayer at 5:30.
那因为那时候就是我们习惯性就是从五点半开始，甚至祷告到六点半。
So when I get home at midnight the day before, I don't want to get up and pray.
当我在那一天到了半夜才到家，我不太想在一大早就起来祷告。
But nevertheless, I have to be the first one downstairs to pray.
但是呢，仍然我必须是那第一个来到楼下祷告的人。
I have to be an example.
我必须为他们设下一个模范。
I have to give God my best, even though I'm tired.
虽然我非常疲惫，但是我仍然必须将我最好的献给神。
So that's why for us as older generation.
这就是为什么作为一个比较年长的一辈。
When we do things for God.
当我们为神来做事的时候。
We give him our best.
我们要将最好的献给神。
When we give him our best, our young generation will see it very clearly.
当我们将最好的献给神，我们年轻的一代就能够看得非常清楚。
Look at verse 3.
我们再看第三节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 3.
创世纪二十二章第三节。
So Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and he split the wood of the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
第三节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
See, it seemed like, you know, why did Abraham rose early in the morning?
我们看为什么亚伯拉罕一早就起来呢？
Sometimes we rise early in the morning, go and play golf, right? It's reasonable.
有时候如果我们一大早起来为的是打高尔夫球，说可能还说得过去。
But he rise early in the morning, what? To sacrifice his son.
但是他一早起来为的是要将儿子献给神。
Not only that, he saddled his donkey.
除此之外呢，他还要准备着这个驴子。
Then he split the wood.
还要将这个柴呢，把它劈好。
So this means Abraham was a very diligent person.
所以亚伯拉罕是个非常勤快的人。
And the young generation also need to see that we also are very diligent.
这年轻一代也必须从我们身上看见我们是如何的勤快。
But if we are lazy.
如果我们是非常懒惰
，when we do things for God, we just do in a lazy way.
啊，如果我们侍奉神的，我们是用最懒的方式来侍奉他。
The young generation will see it.
那年轻一代他看得非常清楚。
And they will know that we are not close to God.
他们就知道我们和神的关系是疏远的。
But look at Abraham.
那我们看看亚伯拉罕。
Before Isaac was awake,
在以撒醒来之前
，he rose early.
他比他更早起床。
Saddled a donkey.
他把这个驴子准备好。
Split the wood.
把这个柴给劈了。
All these things the young man can do for him.
这个其实都是年轻的为他该应该为他做的。
But why did he do it himself?
那为什么他亲自来做这些事呢
？Because this is between him and God.
因为这是他和神之间的事。
Really doing my TTP.
在我当神学生的时候。
No, sometimes the some senior minister fly from Taiwan to here.
那些比较资深的传道人从台湾飞来和我们上课。
And the next day they would teach class.
就他们晚上到可以第二天 一大早就和我们开始上课。
And I see how diligent they are.
那我们看从他身上看见他们是如何的勤快。
I was so impressed.
那我非常的这个留下深刻的印象。
I remember one time this elder.
那有一次有一个长老。
He was very, very tired.
他非常非常的疲倦。
I'm sure it was from the jet lag.
那我相信因为时差的关系
So during the classes
在上课的时候
Or during one of the classes
在其中一堂课
As he was teaching me
当他在教我的时候
Because back then I was the only student
在那个时候我还只是一个神学生
So there's a translator
这里有一个旁边有一个翻译的人
And then there's an instructor
那接着翻译的旁边是一个讲师
So usually when the instructor says something
通常是讲师说一句话
And then the translation, no, the translator would translate to me.
那这个翻译的人就将这个话翻译给我听。
So one time that elder spoke,
有一次呢，当这个长老说话的时候
Then the brother translated.
旁边有一个弟兄做翻译。
Then after the translation, the elders fell asleep.
在这个弟兄翻译之后，这个长老呢，他睡着了。
Then me and the brother look at each other, what should we do? Should we wake him up?
那我和这个翻译的弟兄两个人互相对望说我们是否要把他摇醒呢
And we say, no, he's an elder, you don't want to bother him, right?
他说请不要这个摇醒他他是个长老
So me and the translator, we just look at each other there and just, okay, just wait for him to wake up
那我们就彼此互相看了一看说好吧那我们就等着他醒来再说
So when he woke up
当他醒过来之后
He started the lecture exactly where he left off
他能够从他在这个昏昏入睡之前的那一段开始继续讲。
We were so amazed.
那我们非常的惊讶。
How can the elder do this?
为什么这个长老可以做到这样子
？Of course, he must have the spirit of God in him.
当然神的灵是与他同在。
And the same elder.
那这个同样这位长老。
Because we usually pray at 7 a.m. in the morning for 1 hour, right?
他通常清早七点就开始做一个小时的祷告。
Every morning we get up.
每天早上我们起来的时候
His elder put on his suit, right?
有时候他穿上睡衣穿上衣
And
我的西装
right? Walking to the church, right? And then pray with us for 1 hour. It's amazing.
他就和我们一起祷告一个小时
And many instructors are like this.
许多的这个讲员都是这样子
I know sometime at night time I get very tired from the lesson.
有时候到了晚上因为一天的上课我非常的疲累
But the thing is, if I look at the instructor,
但是我如果看看我这些讲员
I mean, they are old already, right?
那他们已经是非常老了。
I could not just go to sleep while they're still studying, right?
那如果我不能够自己去睡觉而他们继续在这个做这个研究。
I cannot just go, oh, good night, I'll see you tomorrow, right? Then I go to sleep and the elderly just stay there studying, right? You cannot do that, right?
我不能说晚安留下这个长老呢继续在旁边读他的书。
So many times I see that, like, when is he going to go to sleep already? Right?
那我就心中常想，他到底他们什么时候才想要去睡觉
？I'm talking about 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Right? I'm talking about.
那有时候我讲的是常常到了一二点凌晨的时候。
And I'm exhausted. I just want to go to bed.
那我实在是精疲力竭，想要睡觉了。
But then I realized later on, older people they need less sleep than younger people, right?
后来我明白了，老年人他。比年轻人需要更少的睡眠。
But they can go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake up at like 6 a.m. with no problem, right?
他们能够两点清晨两点睡觉，这个六点起床没有任何的问题。
But day in and day out, all the instructors are like this.
那不论什么时候，这些讲员呢，他们都用同样的精神。
So for me, I learned so much from them.
从他们身上，我学习到许许多多。
So that's why we as an old generation.
这也是为什么作为年老的这一
辈。We need to be more diligent in our faith.
那我们必须在我们的信仰上呢。
So when the young generation look at us,
所以当年轻一辈从我们看我们的时候
，we can be an example for them.
那我们可以为他们设下榜样。
But look at verse five.
我们再看第五节。
Verse five.
第五节。
And Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.
第五节，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
This is quite amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
I'm sure that Isaac also heard his father say this to the young man.
我相信这个以撒听到了父亲和这些人的对话。
Remember that Abraham was going to take Isaac to sacrifice before God.
我们请记得这个亚伯拉罕是要带着以撒将他献给神的。
But why did he say to the young man?
他为什么他要对这个他的仆人这么说呢？
The lad and I will go yonder.
说你我到那边去拜一拜。
And we will go there and worship, and then we will come back to you.
那当我们去拜一拜之后，我们再回到这里来。
So in other words, Abraham had great faith.
换句话说。亚伯拉罕他有非常大的信心。
Because the bigger book of Hebrews said, even though he killed his son, but he had the faith that God will resurrect him back again.
因为在希伯来书记载的，亚伯拉罕知道虽然他将以撒献给神，但是神有能力让以撒从死里来复活。
That's why when he said to the young people,
所以因此呢，他才对他的仆人这么说。
We will go there.
他说我们要往那里去。
But we will come back to you.
但是呢，接着我们还要回来到你们这里。
If Isaac heard this.
如果以撒听到这番话，
That's why Isaac became so obedient to Abraham.
那以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕是非常顺服的。
Even though Abraham put him on the altar,
虽然这个以撒，这个亚伯拉罕将他放在这祭坛上，
tied him up,
将他绑起来，
but Isaac did not say one word.
这个以撒却是一言不发。
If I was Isaac,
如果我是以撒，
Remember, 110 years old, you're already pretty old already, right?
我的父亲已经100岁了。
Can you imagine if Isaac say, "Oh, you're not going to get me, right?" He's just running around, right?
他说如果我跑的，你又如何呢？你也追不上我。
I'm sure that Abraham not going to catch up to him.
我相信这个亚伯拉罕也不会去追他。
I'm only in my 40s, but my nephew just turned 9, and he run pretty fast for a 9-year-old kid, right?
那譬如说我现在40，我的侄子才9岁，他跑非常快，我还常常无法追上他。
But Isaac did not say anything.
但是以撒却没有说任何一句话。
Why? Because he knows that his father has great faith in God.
因为他知道他父亲对神有绝对的信心。
We have the same thing for us nowadays.
同样的是对我们来说也是一样。
If we want to pass a baton of faith to the young generation.
如果我们要将这个信仰的棒子交到下一代的手上。
But do we ourselves have great faith to pass to them?
那我们是否本身具备有足够的信心将这个棒交下去？
I remember one time I went to Africa with the same senior minister.
同样的，我还记得有一次和这个年长的传道人一同到非洲去。
We arrived in Ghana maybe at 10 p.m.
在上午十点的时候，我们抵达了加纳。
And the time we won, we were dirty, so we want to take a shower.
那时候我们身体非常的脏，我们想要洗个澡。
But there was no water.
但是却没有水。
So because of this, we just went to sleep.
因为大部分人都睡觉了。
And about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
在凌晨一二点的时候。
We heard people screaming and yelling.
我们听见有人在呼喊着。
Fire! Fire! Fire!
说着火了，着火了。
So we got up.
因此我们醒过来。
Of course, the first thing we did when there's fire, you try to open the door and go out.
当我们听见着火了，第一件事我们做是把门打开就往外冲。
Because during the time we slept on the second floor.
因为那时候我们睡在第二楼。
So when we opened the door, the smoke and the flame just come inside.
当我们一开门的时候，这个火苗和这个烟就往屋里面来冲。
And we look at the roof.
那我们看看这屋顶。
The roof also started burning already.
那屋顶已经开始着火了。
So as a young man.
作为一个年轻的人
，The first thing I did, I pick up a chair.
那第一件事我做就是拿起一把椅子。
And I ready to break the window.、Right?
那我想要砸破这个玻璃。
And the senior minister said, "No, no, don't break the window. They cost a lot of money."
但是这个年长的传道人说，不要把这个窗户给砸破，这个因为这非常的昂贵。
I was upset. I said, "What do you mean it cost a lot of money? Just we're gonna die in here, right?"
那我刚才说这个时候你还告诉我这个窗户。非常的贵，我们即将就要葬身火窟了。
He said, "No, don't break it, don't break it."
他说不要把这个窗户打破。
Then he went to the window.
那么他就走到这个窗户旁边。
And this window is like the plantation window, right? You can take the glass out one by one, right?
那这个
I think you have them in the bathroom, right?
那这种窗户是那种你可以将这个玻璃呢一块一块的拿下的那种玻那种窗户。
So he was there taking out the glass one by one and stack it very neatly, right?
他就把这个窗户上的玻璃一块一块的拿起来，并且呢很整齐的将它叠在一块。
And for me, I say I cannot believe this.
那我就想，
you know?
我实在无法理解。
I say, are we gonna die? Why are you gonna just sit and stack this, you know?The window glasses.
那我就想，我们即将这个上面，你怎么还会有时间把这个拿下的玻璃一块一块的叠好呢
？And plus, the window that he was taking the glass off is closer to the fire.
啊，更何况他所拿的这个玻璃呢，是非常靠近那火的地方。
But praise and thank God.
但是非常感谢神。
As he was taking off the glass, I didn't help him. I'm just standing in awe. So I'm like, what is he doing, right?
啊，那时候我只是在旁边旁观，我没有帮助他。
So he was taken one by one.
当他将这玻璃一块一块的拿下来的
时候。And also, all of a sudden, we heard water.
那突然听见了有人喊。
So they were putting out the fire with the water.
啊，他就将这个水倒在火上。
And thank God, they put a ladder and to the second floor, and we'd be able to go down from this ladder.
啊，他们也这个把这个梯子呢架到第二楼，所以我们能够顺着梯子下楼。
Praise and thank God.
非常感谢神。
Then I went to the back of the building and to see the window I was going to break. Actually, there's no way they're going to be able to put a ladder to go to that window.
啊，那我这个跑出来之后呢，就回到这个建筑物的二楼。当我看见二楼那个原来要打破那个窗子呢，我就发现，那个梯子呢的高度无法达到那个窗户的高度。
But when I think about this situation.Back at this situation.
当我回想这件事的时候
，There's a senior minister.
啊，想想这位年长的传道人
，So calm and full of faith.
啊，他非常的镇静，而且充满了信心。
And I was going crazy in this room, right?
啊，而我呢，却是张慌失措。
And saying to him, "Are we gonna die? We gonna die?"
我只是喊叫着，我们是不是就要死了？我们是不是就要死了
？So thank God, the water they built the spray and.You know, and be able to you know, quench the whole building.
啊，非常感谢神。后来他们就借着这个水呢，将这个火给熄灭了。
And then after that,
在此之后
，because now we are full of smoke, we are more dirty than before.
啊，那这个时候，因为我们又身上沾了更多的灰，更脏了。
And we want to go and you know, take a bath.
那我们就想要去洗个澡。
There was no water.
啊，就又没有水了。
Can you imagine that?
你是不是可以？理解这件事怎么发生的
？So actually, when they, because the lack of water, when they shut the water, they shut it for the whole day, sometimes for 2 days.
啊，那当把这个水源给关掉之后呢，有时候呢，接连2天都没有一滴水。
So God allowed the water to turn on only for that 1 hour. So put out the fire, then we go back, try to get water, take a bath. There's no water.
啊，非常奇妙的，神就在那一个小时当中，啊，让这个有水出现来。熄灭这个火之后就没有水了。
So from that day on, whatever the senior minister tell me to do, I'm like, okay, yes, yes, I'll do it.
那从此之后呢，这个年长的传道，无论他吩咐我什么事，我就按着去做。
Why? Because he has such great faith.
为什么呢？因为他有这样子的一个信心。
I remember one time, right?
我还记得有一次。
Actually, there's so many stories for me to tell you, right?
我想我有很多的事情可以给大家分享。
We were driving a taxi.
那
Yeah, we were driving in a taxi. We were not driving, but we in a taxi.
啊，那我们坐在这个计程车上。
And then the windshield was cracked.
啊，那个前面的那个玻璃呢，有一个洞。
So the minute the police saw that there's white people inside the taxi, white which is us, right? You know, and they would pull us over because they want some money.
啊，当这个警车发现呢，有这个计程车里面坐了两个白人，就是我，哦，其中是一个是我，
so,
他们就把这个车叫到旁边，因为他们想要向他们勒索钱。
I'm talking about the police with machine guns and everything stop us, pull us over, right?
那这个警察呢，手里拿着机关枪叫我们停车。
And this, you know, and the senior minister refused to give money.
啊，这个资深的传道人呢，拒绝啊，把钱给这个警察。
I said, why is it $1? I said, give me $1.
我说，这有什么？大不了就是一块钱。
And then she's like, "No, this $1 is member's money. I'm not gonna give them."
但是这个传道人说，即使是一块钱，这也是信徒们的钱，我没办法将这个钱给这个警察。
Not only that, then he got out of the taxi.
那除此之外，他又走出这个计程车。
Then back then there was 2 soldiers standing there.
啊，那个时候有2个军人呢站在那里。
And he went over to the one and grabbed him by the collar like this.
啊，他就。走到一个这个警察面前，抓住这个警察的衣领。
And I was in back, the taxi was going, oh no! I was like, what's going on?
那我 我坐在这个计程车的后座，我心里想：糟糕，这下完蛋
了。And then I see on the right side of me there's another soldier running with a machine gun. Get your hand off him! Get his hand off him! It just happened that the guy he had the hand on, he was a general. He was a general.
啊，那站在他旁边的那个军人的拿着枪指着传道说：请你把你的手放掉。因为他所抓那个人，其实他身份呢，他是一个将军。
For me, I will almost pee my pants. That's how scared I was.
啊，我想就是我真的是吓坏了。
And he has no problem out there like that and talking to him, right?
啊，但是这个传道却很有这个勇气，能够对这个将军这样子说话。
And he said to him, Do you believe Jesus Christ?
他问他说，你相信神吗
？And the general said, Yes, yes.
啊，那个将军回答说，是的，我相
信。I'm the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那个传道告诉他，我是耶稣基督的仆人。
You let us through.
你让我们通过。
And then the general, they didn't say anything.
这个将军呢，没有说任何一句话。
And then he said, okay, you guys go through. You guys go through.
就说你们赶快走吧，赶快走吧。
I was thinking this general probably thought he was so crazy, right? I don't want to mess with him.
我想，或许这个将军心里想，这个人或许是疯了。
No, you're talking about faith, right?
那我们谈的是一个人的信心。
Really, when he said this, everything was so calm. I mean, for me, everything is in slow motion during that time, right?
哦，当他说这些话的时候，他非常的这个镇静。相反的，我是非常的激动。
So for me to see this kind of faith,
那让我看见了这样子的信心。
And as a young worker, increased my faith greatly.
那就增加了作为一个年轻工人的信心。
So that's why when Abraham said to the young man.
啊，所以这就是为什么亚伯拉罕对他的仆人这么说。
We will come back to you.
那我们会回到你们这里。
I'm sure Isaac also heard what he said.
啊，我相信以撒也听见了这番对话。
That's why Isaac did not say anything.
所以以撒不说一句话。
Look at verse 6.
我们再看第六节。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
So when Isaac looked at his father,
当以撒看他父亲的时
候，What did he see?
他看见了什么
？See in his father's hand there's a fire and there's a knife.
他看见父亲手里拿着火与刀。
That's why Isaac did not say anything.
这或许以撒看见这个场景，
What does that mean nowadays for you and I?
对于今天来说，这意味什么呢
？That means as an older generation，
意味着作为一个年长的一代
，We must be filled with the Spirit of God。
我们必须要让神的灵充满我们。
We must be filled with the Word of God。
我们必须要让神的话也充满我们。
And if the young generation can see that we are filled with these things, then no way they will be disobedient。
啊，让年轻的一代能够看见我们身上充满神的灵、神的话，他们就会顺服。
No, the same minister。
同样的一个这个传道人。
One time we arrived at a certain village.
有一次我们又到了另外一个村庄。
And all the members said, "Oh, this bishop, right? He's not from my church. There's a bishop living in a mountain."
这个村庄的这个信徒告诉我们，有一个主教呢住在那个有一个山上。
And he's full of wisdom.
他充满了智慧。
And any one of us who try to talk to him.He always, you know, overtalk to us, and he make us feel stupid. That's what they say, right?
好，那这个主教呢，常常会让我们觉得我们非常的愚蠢。
So the minister said, "Okay, let me go there."
这个传道人说，好吧，让我去看见见他。
So during time, all the brothers and sisters they were very excited, you know, like, "Oh, now we get a minister go there and talk to this guy," right?
那我们的那时候村庄里的这个同龄非常的兴奋，说好，我们总算有这个传道可以和这个主教来说话了。
So they sat down.
哦，他们两个坐下来。
And they conversed with one another, the bishop and the senior minister.
啊，那我们的这个资深传道和这个主教呢，就坐下来彼此的对话。
And after 5 minutes,
在五分钟之后
，the bishop had nothing else to say.
这个主教呢，一言不发。
He was dumbfounded. This means he was, you know, because the senior minister he's full of wisdom.
啊，因为这个我们的这个资深传道充满智慧，让他觉得这个无言。
And all the members who go there and look at this thing, and they're like, "Oh, they were so amazed."
当这些同去的同龄看见这个景象，他们非常的惊讶。
Why? Because these ministers filled with the word of God.
为什么呢？因为我们的这个资深传道充满了神的话。
So because of this, whatever the bishop have to say, the minister have answered from the Bible.
无论这个主教说什么。 我们的这个资深的传道就能够根据圣经来回答他。
And then one time, there's a tribe in Kenya called the Maasai tribe.
在肯亚一个地方有一个部落叫马赛这个部落。
This tribe are very fierce.
这个部落的非常的这个恐怖。
You know, in the safari is all you know gated, right? All the safari is all gated. Nobody can go in there.
那个地方是用这个门来。这个有门来挡着，无法进入。
Only the Maasai，
只有这个地方。
Maasai, their government allowed them to live with the lions, with the tiger.
只有政府呢允许马赛他们在这个狮子与老虎出没地方在那边居住。
Because as they say the Maasai, when the animals like the lion, the tiger smell the scent of the Maasai tribe, the animals run away.
因为他们说，当狮子老虎闻到这个马赛族人身上的味道。他们就逃跑了。
So because of this, none of our members want to go to, you know, preach in the Maasai tribe.
因为这个原因，所以我们没有一个信徒愿意到那个地方去向马赛族的人传道。
So one time the minister wanted to go and preach there.
那有一次，这个有传道人就想到那边去传道。
And the member said, "No, please don't go. If you go, you're going to get killed."
那这个信徒就告诉他说：“你不要到那边去，你到那边去，你可能会丧命。”
So the senior man said, "Don't worry, but I'll go there." Right?
那资深的传道说：“你不用担心，那我到那边去。”
So the local worker took him to the border of the tribe of Maasai, and then they just let him go by himself.
那个信徒呢，带着他来到马赛族那个边界，他们不愿意跟他同行，就说：“你一个人独自去吧。”
And 3-4 hours later, he came back.
三四个小时之后，这个传道回来
了。With all the Maasai tribe following him.
这整个马赛族的人呢跟着他。
And not only that, they give him the greatest precious, you know, a gift. They give him this weapon of death, right? They give to him as a present, right?
他就将他那个最宝贵的这个礼物呢给了这个传道。
And the members, they were so amazed.
这个让所有的信徒都非常的惊讶。
Of course, this minister not only filled with the word of God, he also filled with the spirit of God.
这个传道人不单这个充满心中充满神的话，也充满了神的灵。
Just like Abraham，
就好像亚伯拉罕一
样。So no wonder when he stretched out his hand to take Isaac。
因此呢，他伸出手要来抓这个以撒的时候
，and put him on the altar，
把他放在这个祭坛上
，and took a knife ready to slay him。
并且呢，拿出刀要向他来下手的时候
，that Isaac did not say anything。
这个时候，以撒仍然不说一句话。
Isaac was so obedient.
以撒非常的顺服。
Because of this,
因为这样。
Look at verse 17.
我们请读这十七节。
God said, "Blessing, I will bless you."
说论到福，我必赐大福给你。
And multiplying, I will multiply your descendant as the stars of heaven and as the sand which on the seashore.
论到子孙呢，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星。海边的沙。
So in other words, brothers and sisters.
换句话说，各位弟兄姐妹。
If we want God to bless His church.
如果你要，我们需要神来赐福这个教会。
We must pass a baton of faith to the younger generation.
我们必须将信仰的棒子交到下一代的手上。
We must have good relationship with God.
我们自己本身要与神有良好的关系。
We must fill with God's love.
那我们必须要充满神的爱。
We must give God our best.
我们必须将最好的奉献给神。
We must be very diligent.
那我们必须非常的勤勉。
We must have great faith.
那我们必须要有好的信心。
And above all, we must be filled with the word of God and filled with the spirit of God.
更重要的是，我们必须要充满神的灵以及神的话语。
And only then the younger people will be so obedient to us when we pass the baton to them.
因此唯有这样子，当我们交棒给年轻的一代的时候，他们才会顺服。
And only then the church will be blessed.
也唯有这样子，教会才会蒙神的祝福。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now let's rise and sing hymn 356.
我们请唱赞美诗356首。
356。
356首。